environment in Ghana
have not been able to put in place effective, sustainable measures to combat the STEM, if only completely eradicate the menace of foreigners who have no business in printing African and Ghanaian local prints, pirating local textile designs, plagiarizing and printing them for our local markets. This is in a very bad taste. It has set our teeth on edge and is impeccably but slowly smothering and strangulating the local textile industry to choke and eventually to see to its demise. This, the ICU, in collaboration of its membership nationwide, will not seek to see this happen. All we need to do to ensure that GTB gets back to its winning ways, by the help of God, we shall get it done.
The managing director of the company, Eric van der Staag, asked government to take action on the piracy of textiles from China.
Majority of the textile products in Ghana markets are now smuggled and counterfeited. It's really, really bad. And if this continues, we will not be sitting here next year. Not me and not you. There is two words, smuggle. Is that allowed in this country? It's a criminal activity. Counterfeiting, is that allowed in this country? Is counterfeit allowed in Ghana? It's happening all the time. It's a criminal activity. So I think you know we are talking to the government and it's taking too long. I've seen last week we cannot wait 1 year anymore for action of the government. We can even not wait anymore a few months. We're expecting now action from this government within a few weeks.
You hear the managing director of Textiles Ghana Limited, Eric van der Staag.